ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 श्रीमद् भागवत गीता Chapter 18, Text 65, Translation and Commentary by His Divine Guru Srila P.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Founder of Acharya Viswam.
Manmana Bhagavan Bhaktoma Dhyaji Mam Namaskaru Mam Evaishasi Satyante Vijijane Priyosi Me.
Please read the translation of what one Srila Prabhupada is lecturing on this verse. One Srila Prabhupada is lecturing on this verse. And he opened his lecture with the words, "What is the difficulty?" Famous phrase that Prabhupada often used to say, "What is the difficulty? What is the difficulty to think of Krishna? Is it very difficult to think of Krishna?" And when Prabhupada said like that, then it would say, "No, there's no difficulty." Prabhupada gave us some insight to his own realization, or his own, not just realization, experience of how it is absolutely natural to think of Krishna. There is no difficulty to think of Krishna. It's the most natural and normal thing to think. But if we examine our general situation, we find that although theoretically there should be no difficulty to think of Krishna, practically we're not thinking of Krishna. So those who want to be devotees of Krishna, they should carefully examine what is the difficulty. Why are we not thinking of Krishna? Now, in the material world, everyone is not thinking of Krishna because they specifically came here with the idea to forget Krishna. Krishna bhuli se jiva nani bahirmukh. Forgetting Krishna, the jivas, conditioned souls, have become inimical towards Krishna. Anadi Bahimukh, since time immemorial they've been inimical to Krishna. So when by the mercy of Guru and Krishna one gets the opportunity to practice Krishna consciousness, he may find there is some difficulty. Difficulty may be that due to long practice in the other way of forgetting Krishna, therefore we are not able to remember Krishna. Although it is natural for the jiva in his pure state to remember Krishna, we have been contaminated for so many lifetimes that for us it seems natural not to think of Krishna. So the aspiring devotee, or one who wants to be Krishna conscious, he flip-flops between two positions. One of wanting to be a devotee and one of reverting to his old nature and not being a devotee. Therefore, to help the devotee to become strong in remembering Krishna and to strengthen himself against the reverting to the position of forgetting Krishna, the devotee is enjoined to take up the process of Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti, which means specific rules and regulations that help the devotee itself to remember Krishna. There are many, many such rules in India, of which 64 important ones have been listed by Rupa Goswami Prabhupada in his Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, which was, the outline of that book was dictated to him by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentioned five processes as being particularly important. The first one, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, is sadhu sangha, associating with sadhus. Is the word sadhu into the Polish language? You'll find in the Polish dictionary?
Not yet.
It's in English. Sadhu, sannyasi, yoga, karma, guru, these are all in English. Even vidhi is in English.
Probably we have karma, not it?
So, anyway, sadhu here doesn't... In the English dictionary, you'll find the word sadhu means a Hindu holy man. But here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he says sadhu sangha, he specifically means association with pure devotees of Krishna. So So association, especially with devotees more advanced than ourselves, is very helpful for our advancement. Because as Lord Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita, Sangha Sanjayate Kamaha. One's desires, they come about influenced by the association with him. Bhaktistu Bhagavad Bhakta Sangena Parijayate. Specifically, if we associate with devotees, then by that association, bhakti arises. So, if we associate with those who are more advanced than ourselves, then we may imbibe their mood and spirit. We have to see the quality of our association also. Simply to be in the presence of sadhus is uplifting. But specifically, one is enjoined to serve sadhus and to hear from them and to follow their instructions. So it's a big topic actually. Two words, sadhu sangha. It's a big subject to understand. First of all, to understand who is a sadhu, and then how to associate. But if we can understand these points, then by associating with the body, that will help us to think of Krishna. Because a sadhu is by definition one who is thinking of Krishna. Now in associating with devotees or in prosecuting Krishna consciousness in general, one major difficulty we're discussing here, what is the difficulty? There's one major difficulty. And that is our unwillingness to do something. It's very difficult to do something if we don't want to do it. Especially Krishna consciousness is a voluntary undertaking. You can, by force, get people to do certain things. Generally, for instance, if you threaten to beat someone and you happen to be stronger than them, they'll do what you ask them to do. But you cannot force someone to be Krishna conscious. Even Krishna doesn't try to force anyone to be Krishna conscious, because Krishna consciousness has to be genuine, has to be based on love, not simply restriction. So Krishna consciousness, thinking of Krishna, that has to be a voluntary undertaking. But if we're not willing to be Krishna conscious, then how can we become Krishna conscious? If we want to be Krishna conscious, then it becomes much easier to take up the practice of Krishna consciousness. But what we often find is that devotees, they take to Krishna consciousness, and then they find that maybe there's some difficulty, and then they, instead of going forward in full enthusiasm, they come back. People take to Krishna consciousness, and they find there's some difficulty, and then their enthusiasm diminishes, and then they come back. Somehow or other, many devotees seem to think that by taking to Krishna bhakti, everything should be very easy and nice for them. That in their execution of Krishna consciousness, there will be no difficulties. This is a great misunderstanding. This is actually what distinguishes Krishna consciousness from mundane, one of the distinguishing features of Krishna consciousness from mundane religion. In mundane religion, one is always thinking, what God should do for me? There are many Catholic holy places where people go to and they bathe and they become cured of diseases. Is there any such place in Poland?
Yeah, I think so.
Lourdes is very famous in France. There's some place in Ireland, some saint appeared there or something like that. So people go there and they bathe, and if you have faith, then you get cured from your disease. And people take that, well, this is real religion. That we should pray to God and He should remove all our material difficulties so that we can enjoy life in this material world more without impediment. However, Krishna consciousness or transcendental religion is a completely different note. Krishna consciousness means to understand that I am not meant to enjoy this material world. I am not the enjoyer. I am to be enjoyed by Krishna. And therefore, if any difficulties come in the course of practicing Krishna consciousness, I should understand this is a test from Krishna to see whether I'm serious to serve. So this enjoying spirit that I should enjoy with, this is antithetical to pure Krishna consciousness. Therefore, we have to repeatedly hear and remind each other that we are not these bodies. Because in contaminated consciousness, we are thinking, I am the body, and this body is the vehicle for my enjoyment. So So we should repeatedly hear, I'm not the body, and I'm not the enjoyer, I'm to be enjoyed by Krishna. And in that spirit, with that understanding, whatever difficulties come in the course of our service, we willingly accept them. We understand this is Krishna's mercy, that I'm getting the chance to show that I'm very serious to serve Krishna. In this material world, everyone is looking for material sense gratification. And everything we do is to try to make our body comfortable and so that our body can enjoy. Not only our body, but our mind also. We want that our mind should be very comfortable. So therefore in human society it's considered that it's very good that people should deal with each other very gently and softly, because in that way we don't disturb each other's minds. Sometimes people were surprised, actually many times people were surprised when Prabhupada would use words like rascal, fool, animal, nonsense and such words. This is a saintly person and he's using such harsh language which disturbs our minds. Srila Prabhupada was deliberately trying to disturb people to wake them up to the reality that they were rascal, fools, nonsenses and animals. And that they should think of Krishna, because he's devoted. Because generally in human society, it's not considered very good to do like that. So we see among people who are supposed to be cultured and sophisticated that they deal, you know, they smile at each other. And, yes, how are you? Very nice. Thank you very much. And all this kind of thing. But we usually find that this kind of dealing, although people are superficially not being nasty to each other, but it's usually quite superficial. And although people talk about being nice to each other, actually they're very envious of each other. And while making a show of being nice to each other, they're simply calculating how to exploit the other person, or how to use them for their own, enhancing their own comfort and sense gratification. So we find that Srila Prabhupada, he taught us to be very straightforward in our dealings. To deal on the real platform rather than the superficial platform. Not to give a superficial massage to each other's minds. But rather to speak clearly and plainly so that we can help each other to advance on the path of always thinking of Krishna. Because there are many difficulties in the path of us remembering Krishna. All these difficulties can be summarized as our attachments to material sense gratification, which is further based on our envy, ultimately our envy of Krishna. Because we don't recognize Krishna's position as the supreme enjoyer, so we try to make ourselves, artificially, we try to make ourselves the center of everything, ourselves the enjoyer. And these envious desires for sense gratification, that they manifest as desires for illicit sex, intoxication, the desire to accumulate material possessions, the desire to be recognized by others. Even someone may desire to be recognized as a great devotee. Someone may act in a very reasonable and mild manner with this specific subtle desire that they may not even personally recognize, that they want to be noticed by others as being a very well-behaved person. Some are gross and some are subtle. We should never underestimate the power of Maya. That is a very great obstacle on the path of advancing Krishna consciousness. If we think that, well, you know, I'll take Krishna consciousness at my own pace, not too seriously. We have to be practical. Many excuses, very, very many good sounding excuses for not remembering Krishna. Nowadays it's quite popular to talk, quite normal to hear everybody say, well, don't be fanatical. By fanatical, they mean someone who just follows the basic things that Prabhupada told us to do. Someone who's interested in following four regulated principles, rising early, following the standard program of sadhana, not indulging in ridiculous things like watching TV and going to movies. Now, some so-called devotees who are actually simply cheating themselves, they call this fanaticism.
What are they doing? In other words, they're saying Prabhupada is a fanatic. They're insulting Prabhupada because it's his problem. That's what he thinks. Practically, those who say that, they've already gone to the side of the demons, because it's the demons or the non-devotees who accuse the devotees of being wrong in doing these things. So we cannot attain Krishna consciousness. We take it very seriously. It's an axiomatic. Maya is very powerful. Maya cannot be overcome simply by, you know, just relaxing a little bit. It's just like you see, well, Poland has a history of being attacked from the west and the east. So just say that the German army is coming or the Russian army is coming. So what should the Polish leaders do? Okay, every man between the age of 16 and 60, get a gun, dig the trenches, mobilize the army, get the air force into action. Everyone, okay, come on now, we've got to face the threat.
Don't
be fanatic. Come on. Cool down a bit. And say, oh yeah, okay, that's good. That's all right. Okay.
All right,
you know, we'll dig the trenches a little later. And you know, we'll fight this war just, you know, in a relaxed manner. So the result will be that, well, it's obvious what it's like. The result is the history of all that. So in the same way, we would say, well, you know, relax, take it easy. Why should, don't be so fanatical about Krishna? But Maya doesn't relax. Maya doesn't follow our ideas of what it means to be reasonable. Maya is 24 hours a day on full alert, ready to strike us all the time. Therefore, the only way to overcome Maya is by Tibra Bhakti Yoga, very strong practice of bhakti. Otherwise, it doesn't work, it doesn't happen. We don't attain the stage of always thinking of Krishna. So this idea that, you know, take it easy a little bit, and not so much Krishna conscious, it's just cheating. No one in the history of the universe ever became Krishna conscious by compromising his mind. Nor will that happen in the present, nor in the future. Here we see the picture of Prahlad Maharaj. He could have compromised. Okay, you're ready, Krishna. All right, I won't be so Krishna conscious. In common. These are the examples we have to follow. That he didn't compromise. He would rather die than give up his Krishna consciousness. These are the examples we have to follow. It's not simply we tell some stories of Prahlad Maharaj. Oh, that's a nice story. Well, there's also a nice story on the TV now, so let's go watch that also. Doesn't work. So what is the difficulty? What is the difficulty to our becoming Krishna conscious? There is no real difficulty. The only difficulty is that we're rascals. So we have to overcome that difficulty by the de-rascalization process. It's difficult translation.
In English word anyway.
So Prabhupada, under the guidance of all the previous acharyas, has given us the de-rascalization process. As much as we become de-rascalized, that much we become pro-Krishna. You can't be Prahlad and Hiranyakashipu at the same time. Prahlad in the morning and Hiranyakashipu in the afternoon. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. One or the other. We have to choose. We can't cheat Krishna. He's given us the process. We should simply follow that. If we don't follow that, then we can make show of Krishna bhakti, but we won't get Krishna. Okay. So if we're actually thinking of Krishna, then we'll always think how to please Krishna. We always think how to do things in a way that is pleasing to Krishna. And then the whole atmosphere becomes Krishna conscious. Krishna is a person, that's the basic point of this Krishna consciousness. And he's the supreme person, so he can be a demanding person also. It means that everything should be nice and perfect, down to the small details for his pleasure. Everything should be perfect. How the devotees practice their they follow the practices of Krishna consciousness, how they endeavor 24 hours a day in his service, how they follow all the rules and regulations of sadhana bhakti for Krishna's pleasure. This is Krishna consciousness. Always at
think, for Krishna's pleasure. It's not trying to make Krishna consciousness something for our own enjoyment. This is another trap of mind. That we take our Krishna consciousness, but we are so much accustomed to thinking of ourselves as the enjoyer, that we perform Krishna bhakti, even that, for our own enjoyment. So, kirtan, and we also, how much I like it, and prasadam, how much I like everything, how I like to do it. Our acharyas, they tell us to rise early and attend mangalati, but I don't want to do that. So, I will be Krishna conscious in Rupa Swami and Sanatana Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Prabhupada and all the previous acharyas. They're all great personalities, but I know better. You don't have to rise to mangalati. By failing to follow these basic principles, we become offensive not only by not following, but also by insulting our previous acharyas. And the result is that we cheat ourselves, we don't get Krishna consciousness. We may get some praise as being a 20-year devotee or whatever, but that's very shallow. So Prabhupada writes here that the devotee should arrange his life in such a way that throughout the 24 hours he cannot think of Krishna. So Prabhupada has given us the process by which we can do that. And if we follow that sincerely, the result will be that gradually we will become accustomed to always thinking of Krishna. Such a great gift in comparison with which everything in all the 14 worlds is simply insignificant. By associating with sadhus, we should gain their conviction that Krishna consciousness is the only desirable goal of life. And then by sadhu madam gamanam, by following in the path given by great devotees, we should go forward in a manner that we can always think of Krishna. What is the difficulty to think of Krishna? There is no difficulty. The only difficulty is our own stupid, foolish, rascal self. So by submitting ourselves to this process of Krishna, by admitting, I am simply a rascal, therefore I have to become a humble servant of the Vaishnavas, by admitting that, then we become admitted into the path of Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Is there any question about this?
I don't like to do it for Krishna.
If I don't like to do it for Krishna.
I don't like to do it for Krishna.
If he is not able to do things for Krishna, so how he can stop love Krishna?
Well, that is our whole disease, that we don't like to do things for Krishna. In our pure state, we don't even think about doing anything except for Krishna. In contaminated consciousness, we are averse to doing things for Krishna. So in the beginning, we say, well, at least take some prasadam. People take it as some sense gratification. So everyone can make some beginning. Some people are so averse to Krishna consciousness, they refuse even to take prasadam. In the beginning, sometimes we present Krishna consciousness to people as some kind of sense gratification, because they're on such a low platform, they can't understand it. Just like at this reggae festival, this Woodstock festival, they have reggae music with Hare Krishna chanting. Devotees are not interested in playing reggae music, because Krishna is not interested in reggae music. But devotees are interested in chanting the holy names, because Krishna is Swanamakrit. He likes to hear his own name chanted. So it is not the best way to chant the holy names to some ghastly demoniac kind of music, because people who are in ghastly demoniac consciousness somewhere or other like that kind of music, and you play that kind of music and you put the holy names to them. They take it as some kind of sense gratification, but somehow or other they're being induced to hear and chant the holy names. So somehow or other we have to make a beginning in Krishna consciousness. We should coming to a higher platform, we should understand philosophically what is the actual fact. That we are not the supreme enjoyer, Krishna is the supreme enjoyer.
Sure.
And that really my own self-interest is to act for Krishna's enjoyment, not for my enjoyment. When we understand that, we still may not like to act for Krishna due to our diseased mentality, but we may start to do so anyway. And actually there is a higher place to be had in serving Krishna, which upon beginning to attain that, that will impel us to go on further. Any other questions?
One comment. that even if we don't like doing something for Krishna, if we do it anyway, then we feel satisfied and we can feel pleasure. And if we do the same thing, not for Krishna, but for our own gratification, and we can feel displeasure. I understand it in my letter to Krishna consciousness. I do something because this is my duty. I don't think about Krishna, but I do it.
No, we should think of Krishna.
Yes.
We should cultivate thinking of Krishna. Not just like in the army you do some job, no. You should specifically think that I'm doing this in Krishna's service. You should cultivate thinking of Krishna. Mahamasnarayutacha, which is said, think of me and fight. Thinking of me comes first. Not that you don't fight, you must fight, but you have to think of me, that is your first duty.
Alright, I'll finish it with this. I have to move on.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Bhakti Vikas Maharaj.